Yeah, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. We're 11 minutes away from the 9 o'clock news, and we are here on the Gold Coast talking Indigenous All Stars taking on the Maori All Stars. And one of my favourite players has joined us in the Gold Coast studios, Nathan Peets. Good to see you, Peetsy. How are you,
buddy? Thanks, Loz. Thanks for having me, mate.
Always a pleasure, mate. I know how important this week is to you. Can you just sort of give our listeners a story about why this game is so important to you and your family?
Firstly, it's important, you know, for my mum's side, who's Aboriginal. My mum's a proud Aboriginal woman, and you know, it's always special for her and her family up in Taree, and family down in Sydney, my grandmother, etc. But probably it holds a special place in my heart because you actually gave me this jersey like nearly 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it was my first representative jersey, and I'd only been playing first grade for a year. And then you picked me in the squad. So ever since that moment, obviously held an even more special part. You know, and I've gone on to play, you know, Origin, City, Country, and a lot of first grade. But it was that first jersey I ever got that meant something to me besides my debut. And ever since then, I've been so happy to play for this team.
Growing up, did you know a lot about your Indigenous heritage?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's, I always knew a lot of stuff growing up about it, but. Yeah, I'm a Sydney boy. I mean, born and raised, and my mum's family's from Taree, and I've never really been back there, to be honest. So there's probably a lot more that I could find out and go back to see. Being a Sydney boy and sort of city slicky, you know what I mean, it's not really, haven't really been there or anything, or got to know more about it. And that's sort of part of it. But I do know who my family are, and a lot of family members who are close to my mum have contacted me, or friends on Facebook. So I do know a lot about it, but I wouldn't mind getting back there and sort of learn a bit more. But yeah, that'll come in the future, I guess.
You said a few moons ago you got that jersey from Laurie. What's it like now as an older player in this group, seeing these young blokes come in and the awe they have and the excitement they've got for the not only the game, but what you're doing away from the footy field?
Oh, yeah. The thing I noticed the most, even in clubland, is the confidence these young kids have these days. Like, they're coming through. Like, I'm 30 this year. I've been around for a while now, and I don't class myself as being too old, but these young fellas come in and they're just full of confidence, and they're up doing the shaker leg in the beach yesterday. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that, you know what I mean? Like, at that age, I mean, maybe 19, 20 years old, like, they're just coming in, and some of these young kids coming through, they're so proud of their history and who they are. And like I said, even going back to clubland, so many kids are coming through these days with a lot of confidence.
People probably don't understand how much work, as a playing group, you guys do away from the training paddock in this week.
Yeah, it's exhausting, to be honest. Like, you know, Monday we come in, got all our gear and all the headshots and that. Then we're on the bus at 6:30 in the morning for training. Loz wants to get it done so we can focus and not drag the day out. But then you got youth summits, school visits, Harvey Norman store visits,
dinner down at Finglehead's
on the Aboriginal mission there. Preston Campbell talks. You know, today we've got school visits. We've got team functions tonight. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they cram into one beat, but the longer you've been around, you realise, like, some of the younger guys might go, geez, a lot, but, and even I would say the same, but you don't realise how special it is to some people up here or wherever you play. Like, just by doing that little youth summit yesterday, you can see the kids' faces of us being around there and being around them, and I wish I had that when I was a kid. I remember when you're in Harold Matt's Earth Street Ball and you train with the first grade squad for one day, you're just like, oh, wow, how good's this? So, even though it's crammed into a lot of stuff, you realise how special it is for the kids in the community.
Do the players realise how much of an influence they can have on young boys and girls?
I didn't think there was that much until I was coming through the ranks. I remember at South, and you'd walk down a hallway, or you'd see a first grade out in the street, and they'd just give you a little head nod or something. You're like, oh, wow, yeah, far out, he's all right, you know what I mean? And then from that moment, I realised when I made my way through first grade and to where I am now, like, that's all it takes, a little head nod, or if you see another career fella walking down the street, a little head bubble like that. It's little things like that can make someone say, especially even a little kid yesterday, like, I'm not an arrogant person, but I'm a loud person around people I know, but when I'm just
quite reserved.
Yeah, I'm quite reserved. I can be, and a lot of people don't know that about me. They probably take it the wrong way that I am being angry, but this one little kid put his hands, hey, PT, how you going? I was like, hey, mate, what are you doing? And I wouldn't have approached him, not because I think I'm too good, just because I'm like, oh, he doesn't really want to talk to me. And by doing that, and him come up to me, we had a conversation, I realised he walked off with a little smile on his face. I was like, geez, maybe I probably should be a bit more approachable. They probably see me with tattoos and they go, I'm not coming up to him. But it just made him feel, it made me feel nice to actually have a conversation with someone I didn't know.
Can I sit back and watch? So I watch how these guys interact with the Youth Summit kids. I watched how they interacted with, you know, men, women, kids last night at the mission. And you can see the kids when they walk away, they've got the biggest smile you have ever seen. And they run and they're skipping and they're yelling from the rooftops. And I didn't realise the impact that I could have when I was playing. And I just wonder now whether the players coming through today realise that they can have a major influence and they can make change and they can make difference to a young person's life. And that's good to hear. That's extremely good to hear. We're up here on the Gold Coast, not only with the Indigenous All-Stars, but the Gold Coast Titans. New coach in charge, Justin Holbrook. How's he been? And what will be the big difference this year for the Coast to be successful?
Yeah, he's been really good, and he's got a really good support staff. You know, Jimmy Dimmick, Jimmy Lenehan, who was the Burley Bears Q Cup coach. He's won two comps in 4 years, so he's been brought up as assistant coach. So, yeah, he's a really good coach. Really, he's younger, you know. He's more, not saying more switch on his older coach, but he's got a good feel. Yeah, feel, and he's been under Trent Robinson. He's won comps in England, so he's coming with a new sort of style for us and a lot of skill-orientated stuff, which we probably lacked. So, as an individual, as a team, we all need to improve a hell of a lot, to be honest. So it's been a pretty disappointing, you know, 2 years and couple of years, and as an individual as well. So we need a bit of a kick up the arse, to be honest.
What about a guy like Ash Taylor? How has he been? We know he had his issues last year, took time away from the game. He's come back, been training very well in the preseason, looked like he's lost a lot of weight. How is he going, and do you expect a big year from him?
Yeah, well, he's a country kid, so not saying they don't all handle pressure, but I think he got on social media too much. He wasn't playing well. We all weren't playing well, to be honest, but as the million-dollar man kind of thing, as they keep claiming him to be, he wasn't playing well. He was reading to the social media stuff, and he was writing back to people, and it can become toxic. I've read things too, and you're like, oh, geez, like, it does get to you sometimes, but I've probably been around long enough to just go, oh,
whatever.
Jimmy from down the road's opinion, I don't really care, you know what I mean? Whereas he sort of got caught up in that, and then, so, you know, he took time away from the game, but he's just had a little boy. He's happy off the field, and I think that does relate to on the field a lot, especially when you come from a bad sort of 6 months, you know what I mean? So he's had a young boy, he's happy off the field, he's training well, and his confidence is back, but I'm hoping that it leads into the form, because, you know, you can be great in pre-season, we've all had good pre-seasons. But when the grind of week in, week out footy comes, you need to switch on.
Do you reckon that you guys will surprise the league this year with how you'll go? Or do you still think it's a rebuilding phase and Justin's only been there a short time, but you can just keep improving?
Oh, it's definitely still in a rebuilding phase, but we definitely have the side to do it. There's origin players, there's representative players, like, you know, Kevin Proctor, for example. Like, there's New Zealand back rowers in our team. We've got blokes in the fringe of origin in the past. Like, there's definitely a squad there that we can definitely do really well in the competition. But then again, saying that, it's the same team we've had the last few years. So it's obviously either something we haven't been doing well or the mental capacity. But I think going off just purely this pre-season under the new coaching staff and how we've trained and how we've improved, there's no reason why we can't be a great team this year.
Yeah, and obviously it's disappointing when you lose players. But, the Gold Coast, we've always been known as that transit club where people come to and then they leave when they have a bit of success. And, you know, crowds haven't been great up here on the Gold Coast, and people are unsure of what their, you know, stability looks like into the future. But there's a lot of people up here on the coast that love their rugby league and would want to follow the Titans, but they're just unsure of how well you're going to be. But if you can start the season on the right foot and get some wins early, people will start to get behind the team.
Oh, for sure. Like, you've got to think, people think it's just the Gold Coast. You got from Coffs Harbour nearly, you know what I mean, like, all the way up to just before Brisbane. Like, that's the Gold Coast region. And I know we've let our fans down probably the last few years. It goes to show for last year, coming with wooden spoon. And so, but you do get your crowds through the gates by winning games. I'm a massive believer in that. You can do a lot of off-field community stuff, and that's great for the community and a lot of these things. But if you're a top four side, you're getting 20,000 fans to the game. You know what I mean? That's what we need to sort of get to.
Mate, I know we've only got to about a minute and a half, but I saw on Twitter about, and we had Andrew Bogart on before, and he retweeted your tweet about, we've gone soft on the kids, we should be saying, you know, don't hand out the participation awards. What's your take on all that? You know, you've got a young family coming through. You don't want your kids to be just getting awards for turning up. You want them to win and lose and what it's like to have that loss.
Yeah, I don't know if a minute and a half is enough for this topic. I get right into it. No, they're thinking about banning tackling from sixes and sevens and no finals under 13s. I just think it's wrong. And they're giving participation awards and trophies to all these kids. You've got to learn from a young age what winning and losing is about, and it sort of develops you. If you don't play finals with 13s, you go for a job interview when you're 18, you've never had failure. How are you going to learn? Like, I just think it's wrong. I'm not paying $230 for a kid's registration to play OzTag.
Yeah.
So, but if I had more time.
Sorry to bring that up, mate. I'll tell you what we'll do.
You got me
we'll
5 minutes ago. I was ripping into that. Yeah.
Mate, enjoy the next couple of days. Enjoy Saturday night and have a good season as well with the Titans. Just from the way you've spoken, if there's Titans fans out there, there's rugby league fans out there. I reckon if the Titans go good, you'll start packing at Seabus. Don't worry about that.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.